Trust the God Who Sees Ahead of You by Leah Martin, read by Ellie Johnson. Give thanks to Him who parted the Red Sea. His faithful love endures forever. Psalm 136:13. Are you worried these days? Do you ever feel if you don't save up, batten down, build defenses, or control every aspect of the outcome that you'll be swallowed in deep waters? Fearing the future is understandable in a world terrorized by viruses, violence, and sin. In fact, generations of people throughout the history of the Bible were also fearful when enemies approached and situations were far less than preferable. The shocking accounts of danger and destruction in God's Word can cloud our vision of His deliverance. From the genesis of humanity, we've struggled against troubles, but we're given the choice to seek and believe the One who knows the way through. Walking through a painful passage in my life, I chose to seek answers in a nearby park that's now one of my favorite places to find God. And since He met with me on this particular day, I've developed the hopeful habit of asking God to reveal Himself on these solo walks. I can never predict if or how He will, but I'm sure I can trust He's with me. I want you to know, too, that as certain as the sun rises, God is communicating with you in ways He knows you prefer, in signals, sounds, or even scents made just for you. And because He is a God who parts the Red Sea, calms a raging storm, rises in a pillar of cloud toward freedom, and will show us the entire circumference of the rainbow one day, I trust He will use nature to speak with me. On this particular walk, I was asking Him what He would have me know about my current situation. What would you say to me, God, to keep my faith? Where are you in this? Will I survive? To anyone who's been messaged by a bluebird or led by a butterfly or drenched by a rain and drought, I get you. God made some of us to hear from the throat of a honeysuckle or sense Him in the earth of a deep woods hike. And because God knows this about me, He met me here. As I walked along a sloping hill of trees, the sky began darkening and a summer wind churned, and then He appeared. Roughly 10 or so steps ahead of me, the leaves turned, waving as if being pressed. I watched them press inward, just ahead of me as I walked along. It continued as I walked along, always waving, just ahead of me. I turned around numerous times to confirm, and then delight in, this message. The leaves behind me lay silent, and rhythmically, as I trekked along, the arms of the trees waved joyfully only just ahead. God was showing me Isaiah 30:21 that day. This is the way. Walk in it. Even while a storm was brewing, He was with and ahead of me, invisible in form, but visible in effect. The leaves behind me, unshaken. The leaves I had yet to reach, waving me forward. As I came to the corner where the path rounded away from nature and toward the parking lot, I saw a tiny painted rock just sitting there. My contacts were dry from the wind and sticking from tears. I couldn't see enough to read the swirls on the rock that looked like a signature. My straining eyes could only make out Lori. Once home, I removed my contacts and pulled close with uninhibited eyes to my little hand-painted treasure. What did it say? Love me. I am, without a doubt, that God sent a message to the brokenhearted that day to bind up my wounds. He said, "Follow me because I know the way. Make no other gods before me. Love me, and I will lead you through all of this to the wonder only I see ahead." Will you try this? Will you make some time to meet with God in nature or wherever you feel His presence most? No matter how small the effect of His presence, you have the opportunity to be changed forever. The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Deuteronomy 31:8.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.